Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, guiding you through the murky money waters unto the promised land of financial freedom and salvation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is where you go to learn how to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. And on today's show, we have more tools for you to accomplish just that. I'm so excited that you're here and joining us. We are on our 11th key in our Keys to Riches financial wellness series, which is Forget the Perfection Principle. We are almost done. We are two keys away from starting all over with a new season and a new year, and a new year means an opportunity for a new you. So let's take all of the things that we've learned this year and continue to apply them and reinforce all of those wonderful habits that we've learned over this whole entire season. If you are joining us for the first time, never fear, because UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here with our wonderful radio show archives. Yes, you can visit our website online and download all of our broadcasts. We also are available on iTunes and about, I don't know, a zillion other internet feed burners that you can get this show in any format that you want to be able to accommodate the way you like to receive information, be entertained, and learn at the same time. So I'm so excited that we have all of these resources available to you, and we have some wonderful things happening next season, which I'm very excited about, but why don't we finish out this season on a high note first? I think so. What a great idea. So let's talk about your goals. What if you could accomplish your goals in 10 minutes? Would you do it? If you had a chance to get whatever your wildest dream would be accomplished, whatever amount of money you wanted to make, whatever hobby, sport, interest that you wanted to take up, wouldn't it be great if you could just invest 10 minutes and make that happen? Would you invest 10 minutes to make that happen? On today's show, I have someone that's going to show you exactly how to achieve your goals in 10 minutes. Today's guest is Laura Sade, and she has come up with an incredible website and a three-step system for you to help you reach your goals. And she's going to show us how to do this. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you about it. I'm just going to let her tell you about it. So let's welcome Laura to the broadcast.
Welcome to the show, Laura.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Heather.
I'm so excited to have you on because I just am so enveloped into your concept of give me 10. So how did you, first of all, I guess, tell our listeners specifically what give me 10 is.
All right. Give me 10 is a website that helps people achieve their personal goals 10 minutes at a time. So it's, the concept is that we don't really get much more than that unscheduled in our day to do what we'd like. And so the idea is use 10 minutes at a time to your best advantage to actually do those things that you want to do during your day that always get squeezed out by the other stuff.
Wow, that's a pretty lofty goal in and of itself.
It is, but that's, if that's all you got to play with, you can use it and really, little by little, achieve those goals that you thought, oh, I do not have time for that. I'm going to need a free weekend to do that. I'm going to need for work to slow down to be able to have time to do that. It's just about taking those little bits of time and eventually reaching those goals that you think you don't have time for in your life.
So it's to kind of start those projects that you want to start, but you haven't, and any momentum moving forward is,
exactly,
is kind of what starts to build. Is that how you're...
Yeah, that's definitely it. And it can be, It can be little goals or big goals. It can be the closet that you've been meaning to clean out, but you never get around to it. Well, if you tell yourself 10 minutes, okay, you're nearly there with the 10 minutes. Or it could be big goals, like for your audience, getting your financial plan in order. It feels so huge and overwhelming and scary and boring and that you think, I just don't even want to face it. But if you take a little bit of time on one of those facets of your financial plan a day, you get there. You may focus on your checking account one day, refinancing the mortgage another day, comparing CD rates another day. And so just a little bit at a time, tackling those things that are that just feel overwhelming, and a little bit at a time putting the whole plan together.
Okay, well, let's kind of do a little case study here so people can follow the process. So let's say that I want to organize my office. It's not flowing the way I want it to go, and I'd like to organize my office and then maybe go in and organize my kitchen, and maybe I want to, like, make my whole house better. But right now, I guess the most important thing would be for me to organize my office. How do I even know where to start? Is there a process that you have that helps people get started? Because when I get overwhelmed with things, and I understand, you know, because I teach financial wellness, that it's like eating elephant and you got to do it one bite at a time. But how do you know where to start on the elephant?
Right. Well, that's, I feel, and some of my clients have told me too, that that's the biggest hurdle, is feeling like I don't even know where to start, I can't see the end, and so I'm not even going to jump in yet. And so what Give Me 10 is about is taking it a step at a time, even if you don't know where it's going. Even if you just let yourself wade in for 10 minutes, you'll start to see the answer, and you'll start to see the questions you need to ask to get there. So if you go into your office and know that, oh my gosh, this is so unusable, but I don't know what to do first, what you can do is, if you go on giveme10.info, there is a way to register and log your goal of organize office and start making a task list of those things that you do know that you need to do. For example, your task list might be file the stack of papers. It might be buy a filing cabinet. It might be buy file folders. It might be organize the one big stack on my desk so that it's organized by RSVPs to respond to, taxes to work on, bills to be paid. So you can start making your task list of the things you know you need to do, and you can add tasks as you get further into the process. So the whole concept of Give Me 10 is you don't have to have the full plan yet. It can grow, and even a few minutes at a time, you're getting somewhere. Even a few minutes at a time, if you spend your 10 minutes researching file cabinets and seeing that Staples has a file cabinet in your price range for free shipping that fits the dimensions of the space you need to put it, okay, you've already pushed that office organization forward. Whereas until now, you've been thinking, oh gosh, I know I need to file my papers, but where will I put a file cabinet and what dimensions does it have to be and blah, blah, blah. So little by little, you answer those questions. So that's just sort of one example of how you get started down the road of organizing your office.
So my first Give Me 10, my first 10 minutes may not be on the actual project itself, but starting the project plan?
It could be, yeah. And without feeling any sense of nervousness or guilt, because you just get down what you do know, and that will start to direct you. And you can do all this on the Give Me 10 website. You can log your goal, log your work steps, and every day go in and log how much time you've spent on different work steps. So you can see the fruits of your labor. You can see that this project that you'd been putting off, all of a sudden you can see, oh, you know what, in a week's time I've already put in an hour and a half on that and I'm really getting somewhere. So it just gives you a little bit of positive reinforcement that is a lot of what we don't get on our personal projects. A lot of times we meet everybody else's deadlines because we get the positive reinforcement of knowing that we showed up for the board meeting prepared, or we showed up for the meeting at work prepared. But our personal goals, always like organizing our office, tend to fall to the bottom of the to-do list because we don't get any positive reinforcement. We're just doing it for ourselves and without our own, without a forced deadline, it can just keep not happening. So this, the Give Me 10 website, helps you get support and reinforcement on your own goals that we don't get in real life.
That's wonderful. You know, my wheels are turning about how that fits into this week's key, and I'd like to continue that discussion. But first, we must hear a word from our sponsors. You are listening to Laura Sade on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Sarah Tatro from GoGingin.com. And before the break, we were just talking about frugal living doesn't have to be so negative. And we were talking about some great tips that we can employ as individuals to live a more frugal life. But sometimes, Sarah, things can get in the way where we think we're saving money, but it
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Laura today on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And just before the break, we were talking about your website and how it's able to measure your progress.
That's right. Yes, it's what you can do is click on, there's a little 10-minute icon next to each work step. And so every time you've spent 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes on your one of your tasks, you can click that and it'll log how much time you've put into that goal. And what that helps you do is not only keep track of time, but it also becomes a motivator, because all of a sudden you start to look at your day a little bit differently, because you're looking for 10-minute pockets that you can use to your best advantage. So that the times when you'd show up for a meeting early, or your client would be late, or those moments where you felt like, oh, this is downtime, I don't have much time here, so all I'll do is check voicemail or email or send a text or two, all of a sudden you'll start looking at those 10 minutes as valuable time, and they may become your favorite time of the day, because it's the time you can steal for yourself and not have to be giving to other people. So if one of your goals, on the Give Me 10 website, it's your goals are divided by mind, body, and spirit. And so you can log your own goals and put them in whatever bucket you want to, whatever bucket they fit in. And so all of a sudden, if you have a mind goal of reading a book a month, you know, how many of us haven't, you know, read in ages? If one of your goals is to get through a book a month, all of a sudden you are motivated to have that book with you. And when you do get to a meeting early, or when you get to school pickup early or whatever, you can grab that book and know, okay, I'm feeding that spirit goal or that mind goal or that body goal. And because you know, okay, I want to be able to log my 10 minutes for today. So you're all of a sudden looking at your schedule in a sense inside out, because yes, you've got all those blocks of time that are accounted for, but you're looking at it inside out to look at those little bits of time in between the accounted for blocks and saying, how can I use that to, if your body goal is to get more exercise, okay, where can I find 10 minutes that I can take a walk around the block or walk the stairs? Or if your spirit goal is to meditate, where can I find 10 minutes to meditate? So things like that. So that's how the website helps you think about pockets of time a little bit differently and using them to your best advantage.
That sounds neat, how you just kind of work to make that mental shift, and all of a sudden those 10 minutes of time that you have to kill, now you're not just killing it by not doing anything or checking voicemail or something else. You're actually getting to fulfill something that's important to you.
Right, right.
I'm thinking about before the break, too, that we were talking about how we always accomplish other goals, because I think we do that for that external good doggy, you know, that
yeah,
external praise. But how often do we take the time to say good doggy for us and give ourselves a pat on the back? But watching those increments of time that you've been able to invest in a project that you thought you might not be able to get to start, you start seeing that accumulate. It almost seems to me like it would be like a flywheel effect, and that the more momentum you have, the less you have to put into it to keep it going. You have to obviously put some effort and energy into getting it going. But once you get that flywheel going, it won't take very much to maintain it. And then 10 minutes might just be enough to, you know, if you read 10 minutes in a book, I mean, you can cover some serious ground. You know, I just myself started doing something different with the way I'm writing, and I'm just trying to capitalize on these small gaps of time. I have an idea, I jot down the main part of the idea, but I think I can use even the Give Me 10 to say, okay, so I'm going to spend 10 minutes making this idea more concrete. I'm going to write about
right.
this for just 10 minutes. And almost, you know, as I'm thinking about it here, the wheels are turning. I'm almost thinking that because it's a compressed period of time,
mm-hmm.
that you're almost forcing yourself to be extremely productive and less distracted.
Yeah, exactly. And because we all want to beat the clock. We all want to play beat the clock and do as much as we can in a limited amount of time. And so if you know that buzzer is going to go off, you want to make the most of the 10 minutes.
Yeah. I can see how that would be beneficial. Do you have a story that you could share with us of a client that has been able to do something that you didn't expect could be done with the Give Me 10 that you thought, oh, wow, that was a unique way to apply this?
Well, one client, well, I could give you a couple of examples. It seems to me that just as background, the three main things that hold us back from doing things are that either it's just too boring. We just think, oh, I just can't bear it. I just can't bear to take the time on that. It's too boring. Or it's too overwhelming, and so it's just too scary. Or we feel guilty because it would be too much fun, and we feel like, oh, no, there's so much to be done in our day. I can't take time out for fun. And so we don't do anything because we just, you know, we feel like, oh, I don't deserve it. So a couple of examples of that. I had one client who she came to one of my seminars, and she kind of listened to the overview of the Give Me 10 concept. And while she was listening, she was remembering this stack of insurance paperwork on her desk from a medical claim that had just been, I think we've all been through this, where it just takes forever to resolve an insurance issue. And so sure enough, whenever she got to that part of her desk, she'd just ignore it and feel like, I just can't face it now. It fell into that overwhelming pocket. And she just thought, the concept with Gimme 10 is that you have an escape hatch. So all you have to promise yourself is 10 minutes. So she used that and she said, okay, I'll go home and all I have to do is 10 minutes on that insurance paperwork. And sure enough, she got home, she started through the pile, and she realized, number one, it wasn't all that scary and overwhelming that she had thought. And she suddenly had the energy, as you were saying a few minutes ago, to keep going with it. So she got through it in far less time than she had thought she needed. But she had been so scared to get into it that that she didn't do it. So that is an example of somebody who thought, I just can't face this, and jumped in and did it. And then another one, this falls into both the fun and the overwhelming category. A friend of mine had known she wanted to get into exercise. She didn't know how, and she just thought, okay, she's going to check the schedule at a local club of what kind of classes they have. She said, I'm just going to take 10 minutes to check the schedule. I'm not going to sign up for anything. But just that 10 minutes of checking the schedule got the wheels turning. The next day she looked at her own calendar to see which of those classes could fit. And she signed up for a Zumba class, which is something she never thought she'd take. And so it kind of checked the fun category and the overwhelming category, because she was a little scared of taking the class, but she signed up, she did it, and now she goes every week.
Wow.
So just those, like, one step at a time, and then all of a sudden you're doing something you didn't think you could do.
What do you think the bigger picture is of all of this with regard to penciling in your fun, even though it's a little bit, what's the grander scheme or message here?
Well, I think it's that it's not going to happen if you don't. If you keep waiting for that perfect time in your life, it's very unlikely to come, or it's not going to come for years, where it could come little by little in a safe environment much sooner. And you can always change the plan or cancel the plan. If you wade in slowly thinking, oh, I want to learn how to speak French, or I want to plan a round-the-world vacation, or I want to see if there's a possibility of ever running a marathon, you can wade in slowly, take it a little bit at a time, and you may decide, you know what, a marathon isn't for me. Or all of a sudden, a year from now, you're actually running a marathon. So there's no harm in starting down the path.
So just get off your duff and do it.
Get off your duff. Get off your duff.
I love that. I mean, I was just so enamored with the website when I came across it, and I thought, wow, this is a really cool concept, and I really want to share this with my listeners, because so many people put off things. Oh, you know, I'll do that when I retire, or I'll do that. You know, I can't take time for myself. It's all about my kids. And I think we just forget that, you know, we don't know if we have tomorrow. We only know about what's right here and now in today. And I always have to beat this, it seems, into my listeners' heads, and mostly because I had to beat it into mine initially on.
Right, me too.
That, you know, it's like they tell you to put your oxygen mask first when there's a loss in cabin pressure, because you have to take care of you first before you can help other people. And we get somehow mired in this idea that it's unfair if we put ourselves first, that somehow that we're supposed to be altruistic. But that goes against the very fiber of how our brain is set up. It's about survival. It's about us avoiding pain and seeking pleasure. And we have to remember that we have to take care of us first, or we're not going to have the energy and the ability to care for others. And I think that you kind of help people backdoor into that and ease off that guilt trip. So that's one of the things that I really liked about your whole concept with the Gimme 10.
Oh, well, I'm really glad. I'm glad that it works. And it seems to dovetail so much with what your site is about and what you recommend to your readers. And I think we're all on the same page of realizing that we know we should take more time for ourselves. We know we deserve to take more time for ourselves, but we just don't do it. So we have to eke it out a little at a time and hopefully keep growing it more and more and realizing we deserve more and more time, but at least start slow.
Yes. If folks want to go to one of your seminars or visit your website, where can they find you, Laura?
Well, it's at giveme10.info, and they can register there to log their own goals. There's also a blog, and there's a way to share information and support each other. So if people are working on the same goal, they can share what they learned about that goal. They can give each other tips, ask each other for advice. And then there's a way to email me and contact me if they'd like to have one-on-one consulting about setting their own goals, or if they'd like to attend a workshop or a seminar. So there are a lot of different ways to support each other and get support on the website on giveme10.info.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. You have been listening to Laura Sade on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And if you didn't catch her website because you were driving around and didn't have a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can find all of Laura's resources available on her show page at www.unlockyourwealthradio.com. We'll be right back with more and the Keys to Riches coming up after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching should be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, giving you the tools you need to succeed financially. And what a great interview, and how nice that it dovetails on to this week's key with Forget the Perfection Principle, because what she was talking about lets us off the hook, how we like to beat ourselves up all the time. Now we're not beating ourselves up because we're going to learn how to let go and focus on the progress of the process. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time. And we are in our 11th key. So we only have two more for the rest of the season. So for those of you who are regular listeners, we're going to talk about some now me, future me, and our little curmudgeon, which you'll be familiar with. But for those of you who are joining us for the first time, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can go and download previous shows in our archives and be able to get all up to speed on what we're talking about. But today's show should be fairly self-explanatory and should be able to stand on its own two legs. And with Forget the Perfection Principle, the gist is to focus on the progress of the process. We're getting ready to do our practicing the three R's, which is our review, revise, and recommit. That's next week's key. But this week, we're going to learn how to let ourselves off the hook and not be focusing on perfection, but rather progress. And it's critical that we do this because, first off, we didn't get ourselves where we are overnight. So if you are struggling financially, you didn't just wake up one day and were struggling. The likelihood of you struggling has been going on for quite some time. If you have not managed your money before, if you were just starting out with your money and you're in your early teens or 20s, and you really haven't had an opportunity to make mistakes, but you still don't know what you're doing, you haven't known what you were doing this whole time. So because this is not an overnight wake up and I'm in trouble sort of thing, or wake up and not know, because we never knew. Because that's how it's gone for however long it's gone on for, it's not going to go away in a millisecond. And you're saying, but I started at the beginning of the season and I've done everything you told me to do and I'm still not there yet and blah, 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 and I missed the mark. We don't want that to happen next week when we start seeing what we've accomplished in this period of time. Because, especially if you've been at it for years, making mistakes financially, you can't be so hard on yourself. You didn't do it right to begin with. So the fact that you're still struggling is not a bad thing. What's important is that you're working to change it. And we will always make mistakes. That's the beauty of being human, is that we know that we're going to make mistakes. And I want to talk a little bit about our fabulous friend, the curmudgeon, and how the brain works in now me and future me, because it's critical to understanding why, even though we know what to do, because think about it. We've always known to spend less and save more, but we haven't. And the reason why is because physiologically we're set up to fail at money management. And that's because of the way the brain is. Because the main goal in our brain, even though we live in an instant gratification society and we can get 5,000 ads on our webpage at one time, Doesn't matter. Our brains were designed 10,000 years ago for survival. And so even though our brains have evolved and we have a more sophisticated way of processing information and to have emotions and feelings, even though these parts of the brains evolved, the first part of the brain is always our survival part. And now me, that's what I refer to our fabulous curmudgeon, is now me, is concerned with two things: current pleasure and avoiding pain. Knowing that our brain is always going to be seeking pleasure and avoiding pain in this moment, doesn't matter what happens down the road. Our brain's only concerned with what's going on in this moment. So if you only have $10 in your wallet and a credit card and something costs $50, your brain, automatically programmed to be gratified right now, is going to get whatever it is right now if you get emotionally engaged. It's going to happen. How do we stay in our third brain? That's what we talk about in our previous keys. So I just want to kind of reiterate that, because now me pawns off money management and saving and balancing budgets to future me. And what we learn in previous keys is that future me doesn't really exist. It's now me's imaginary friend, because when the future gets here, what happens? It's now again. So now me just pretends that future me will take care of it. It's like an alter ego, but it doesn't exist. And so we have to be able to stay in our third brain. And that is not something that we can do 100% of the time. It's just like perpetual happiness. We can't be happy 100% of the time. And nor should we, because without sadness, grief, anger, and all the other feelings, how do we know to value happiness? So this isn't a bad thing. We just need to understand how the brain is functioning. And once we understand how we're set up to fail, we learn how to control our physiology as best we can and stay in our rational, reasonable third brain as often as possible, specifically when making financial determinations and avoiding getting emotionally engaged in the situation. Because once we get emotionally engaged, we know that we're going to have a hormone dump, and then our prefrontal cortex is going to be shut off. That third brain is going to be physiologically inaccessible when the chemicals start dumping. And so now that we know this, we can utilize tools to work around it. Now, with this week's key in forgetting the perfection principle, it's about the progress of the process. Life happens. If you remember, when we talk about what it is that we can control in our personal power segment from Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go, what we learn is there's only three things in this world that we can control. That's our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. Everything out of that is influence at best. So while we would like to think we can control our spouses and our children and our family, that would be negative, Ghost Rider. I hate to be the one to break the news to you, but you cannot control other people. You can only control yourself. To that extent, if you are successful at managing yourself and your behavior, you can influence others to do what you want them to do. Not 100%, but you can get pretty close. So knowing that we can only control ourselves, and life happens, and it happens around us, to us, and the occasional against us, we don't have control over what that stuff that goes on externally in our environment. We may be able to influence it, but if you're driving down the road and somebody else chooses to run a red light and crash into your car, there's not much you can do about that. And it happens, as unfortunate as it may be. And so we can be derailed even with our best efforts. And that's why this key is so important. because the actions of others can derail us from our goals. We could still be perfect. We could have done every single thing in this Keys to Riches financial wellness process and still end up not where we want to be. And to the best of our ability, we can control what we do, but we cannot control what others do. And we have to be able to have a way to celebrate and rejoice in what we did get accomplished, what we personally were able to do for ourselves, and a way to let us off the hook when others, or maybe sometimes we make mistakes ourselves, derail us from what it is that we say we truly desire. And we can do this in a couple ways. One, we have to focus on the progress of the process. Did we move one step forward? We don't have to move 10 steps forward, even if 10 steps was the goal. If as long as we move one step forward or four steps forward but three back, we're still ahead by one. We have to celebrate that. We need to be grateful for that, because what happens with our representational systems as we talk in Taking Motion Out of the Picture is that what we filter for, we find. So if we're focusing on all of the crap that's going on, like we've got this crap cloud above us and all it's doing is raining crap every day, we're never going to see the sunshine if we're focusing on the raining crap. So we have to learn how to focus on what little sunshine that we have. And as soon as we can see the little sunshine, then we'll see a little bit more and a little bit more. And before you know it, we don't even notice that there's a crap cloud around us because we're not focusing on the crap cloud. So we have to engage ourselves, and I've created this four-step process for forgiveness. And for those of you who are Insiders Club's members, you can download the forgiveness strategy at unlockyourwealthradio.com and be able to do this with the worksheets themselves. But what we have to do is we have to be able to let go. Punishing ourselves for our past mistakes and punishing ourselves for mistakes or things that happened that were outside of our control serves us in no way. It's, again, focusing on the crap cloud and the raining crap. It doesn't do anything for us. Some of us like to punish ourselves. We get masochistic sometimes, so we don't forget. And so we constantly relive the guilt, and we can let go of the guilt and still retain the message. And that's what we have to focus on with our four-step forgiveness strategies. We have to learn to let go and to forgive, because forgiveness is about us. It's not about other people. So if you get into a fight with someone and you know you're right, because there ain't no way you were wrong, and that other person is 100% wrong, they're engaged in the same level, whether or not they're right. They're engaged in their position 100% thinking that they're right. And so you're like, well, I ain't never forgiven him for doing that to me. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a face-to-face forgiveness. You have to just forgive yourself and let it go, because forgiveness is for you. And that's what we have to focus on. And that's why we need to forgive ourselves for our past transgressions, because if we don't, it's like walking towards something while looking over your shoulder. What is the likelihood you are going to hit your target if you're walking forward and not looking in that direction, but you're busy looking over your shoulder? Probably slim in that. And if you're still looking over your shoulder, guess what you're focused on? The crap in the past. And guess what? Now me doesn't care about the crap in the past. Now me only cares about now. And you need to focus on getting now me concerned about now and the future. So you can't be busy looking over your shoulder. So remember, forgiveness is for you. And if you visit the website, you'll be able to download that four-step forgiveness strategy. Now, the next thing that what we need to do in forgetting the perfection principle is, because sometimes, because we're busy looking over our shoulders, focusing on the crap in the past, we keep reliving it like that nightmare that plays itself over and over every time you shut your eyes. Chronic negative behavior serves a purpose. I know we don't see that outwardly. And we talk about this extensively in Taking Motion Out of the Picture. But there is a positive intent and purpose in everything we do. And remember, just because you might not be materializing and manifesting the success that you say you want, what you have right now is a successful attempt at what you have focused on. And you're like, oh yeah, Heather, like I wanted to be poor, or like I wanted to be in this trouble. But if you don't let go of the garbage behind you and you're still focusing on it, guess what? You are going to get more of it. So what we have to do is identify the chronic behavior patterns that are keeping us impoverished, whether it's chronic thoughts that keep us impoverished, like, you know, I'm just from a working class family, I can never be successful, or I'm too stupid to manage money well. Whatever your negative thought process is, or your now me solutions to stress and certain emotions, like, oh my gosh, I got upset, I need to go to the mall and have some retail therapy that it'll take me 8 to 10 years to pay off at 18% interest. So what we need to do is start identifying these chronic behaviors that we have, and then we have to learn to install new patterns and repattern our brains for success. And for those of you who aren't familiar with this concept because you're joining us for the first time, visit unlockyourwealthradio.com and go download an episode from the season or another season about take emotion out of the picture, because that's what key we're talking about when we identify these emotions and about how we repattern our responses to be successful. Because when we go to the mall and we do the retail therapy and we find an outfit that looks so good, it makes us feel better. And so that's usually what that negative behavior serves as a positive intent. It's to make you feel better, because what are we trying to do? Now me is trying to avoid pain and elicit pleasure. And if shopping gives you that high, and you're looking for that elusive drug high through shopping, by golly, that's the positive intent of destructive behavior like impulse shopping or compulsive shopping. So whatever your particular negative behavior is, there's always going to be some silver lining, and you need to figure out what that silver lining is, and also download our 6-step reframe pattern, because that will help you identify the positive intent and purpose of some of these limiting behaviors that you have, and will give you the tools that you need to repattern for success. And then you have to reinforce these new patterns over time, and so you have to practice at it. And you think, what? Oh, my God, that sounds so dumb. Why do I have to practice? Because whether you realize it or not, those things that you do automatically now, like compulsive shopping when you feel sad or have emotional stress, that's been practiced, if you think about it, because after the first time, the second time you do it, that's reinforcing that behavior. And over again is practice makes perfect. So what we need to do is practice the new pattern, because we've got to overcome all that old programming. And if you've been compulsive shopping for some time, you've got to be able to create that amount of reinforcement in the new behavior. That's what we got to do. And we also have to do, with this identification of this chronic behavior, is start looking at our moneyisms. Especially the moneyisms, and we talk about this in our first key, identify the moneyisms, our beliefs about money that we have that may be limiting us in some way. And, you know, when we talk about the logical levels of doing change work, they can be internal, self-generated, or they can be external within our environment. Like we see a sale, and because, you know, our moms drug us into every store that had a sale, and she's the one that taught us to be compulsive shoppers, then that's an external trigger that gets you going on your compulsive shopping. But sometimes we have these patterns that run inside of us that are self-generated, like, you know, like some negative self-talk or positive self-talk. You know, you got positive self-talk, I'm a winner, I'm successful, I'm good at managing my money. And then you got some other kinds of money-isms that are running around in there, like the only way to make money is to have money. That's not necessarily true. But if that's what you were patterned with from long ago, and that's your belief, then because you don't make a lot of money now, you might think, well, I don't make any money now. I'm never going to make any money, so I might as well enjoy what I have, and you'll be perpetually broke. So we have to take a look at some of those money-isms also that might need a little bit of forgiveness and reframing. And that's how we get where we need to go in this key. And this is critical that we do this before we go to our practicing the three R's, our review, revise, and recommit. And it's important that we do it before then, because we, when we go to look at what it is that we've done and accomplished or not accomplished, it's going to help us when we do our review and revision, especially when we get to the recommit portion of that key. So that's it for this week's key, Forget the Perfection Principle. Our nuts and bolts for this week's key is our key statement is, I know that I am not defined by my mistakes, but by my successes. And the speed and rate at which I achieve my successes are not as important as the fact that I am continually moving forward. This is what is so very important. Our key affirmation for this week is, I am great at staying focused. And I'm going to give you two more. I am great at forgiving myself. And the last one is, I am great at getting back in the game. Because next week, we might feel like, uh-oh, I fell off the wagon. I fell out of the saddle. I came off my horse. And we want to make sure that we get back up. I love this saying my husband has on this paperweight on his desk. And it says, success is getting up one more time than you fall down. So we are not defining ourselves by the fact that we fell off the horse. How we define ourselves is how we get back in that saddle. And using the 4-step forgiveness strategy and the 6-step reframe to start working through some of these challenges that we have when it comes to our emotions, our behaviors, our patterns, and the actions that we take from certain stimulus, whether internally generated as a thought or externally in our environment, something that triggers us and sets us off. In either case, we want to make sure that we're getting back in that saddle. Now, our key commitment for this week is, I commit to releasing past angers, hurts, and resentments and behavior choices using the 4-step forgiveness strategy and the 6-step reframe. Your key affirmation for this week is, the next time that you make a mistake or the next time you make a financial decision, you are going to contemplate the consequences of that decision up front. You will do your best to stay disengaged emotionally, and if that decision fits in your plan, then it's okay. If it's for the cause, go ahead. If it's against the cause, figure out what you're trying to accomplish by that. Find another way to satisfy that need. Figure out what now me's trying to accomplish and do something else that doesn't cost you financially, that can still benefit you in some way without raiding the wallet. And you need to make a conscious choice that you are going to do something else instead of that destructive behavior. For more great strategies and tools like the Keys to Riches, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthradio.com. I'm so excited that you took time to join us out of your busy schedule. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is where you go to learn how to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm your hostess, with Amosis, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhall, saying thank you so much for joining us, and go out and make it a prosperous day.